Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Neimkin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Barry Hoffman, Dennis Shor, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Our subject this week is how the evil news media is lying to people and succeeding in brainwashing people all over the world. Foolish, gullible people, lazy people who don't check the facts and who are easily swayed by an evil media with an evil agenda. And we see that in the case of George Floyd, who was a vicious, violent, black criminal, a drug-dealing black criminal of the worst type, a complete con artist, a vile individual. And the news media now is covering up his violent criminal history and turning him into a martyr and a hero and a saint. He's become the new symbol of the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter don't matter to blacks, because blacks murder thousands of other blacks every year. So black lives certainly don't matter to other blacks. The only time black lives matter is when they can be used to attack whites and Jews and all the other perceived enemies of jealous, vicious, racist, anti-Semitic blacks. Then black lives matter. But when thousands and thousands of blacks are slaughtered every year by black murderers, which does take place in this country every year, then black lives don't matter. You don't see protests over that. George Floyd and his record is something that you never see exposed. You never see spoken about in the media. The media has run with this story 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop propaganda, and never tells you the real truth. They say he was a father with two children, two illegitimate children. And they speak about what a wonderful person he was. He was a wonderful person. What are you joking? He was scum. Scum. And you know something? I shouldn't even call him scum, because it's an insult to scum. In 2009, George Floyd was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison in the state of Texas, in Houston, Texas, in Harris County, Houston, Texas, for forcibly entering the home of a woman all alone in her home. He forcibly entered her home with a gun and then assaulted her with this loaded gun, with a loaded weapon, used the gun to point it and push it into her stomach and assault her with a gun while he was robbing her house and stealing jewelry and other things from her house. This is the wonderful, gentle giant, George Floyd, stealing and robbing and terrorizing a woman all alone in her home. And where are all the feminists and the women's activists over this brutal attack on a woman by this beast? And then George Floyd was sentenced to prison terms three times for cocaine possession and dealing in 2002, 2004, and 2005. Three times he was convicted of dealing in drugs, of having cocaine and with possession, with intent with possession to distribute. And then he cut deals to get it brought down to only possession charges, but there's no question it was obvious what he was doing. Three times he was convicted and sentenced to prison terms, short prison terms, because the state of Texas, unfortunately, like the whole country, not only does not oppress black criminals, but kisses their black tuchuses, allows them to get off easy. I mean, this is a guy who should have been locked up forever. He should have gotten life after all of his convictions, after all the terrorizing he's did with society, to society. And look at what scum this is. Poisoning his own people. Selling cocaine. Cocaine is poison. Cocaine kills people. It destroys your soul. It kills you. It takes away your ability to think straight. I mean, you become a different person. You're not in control anymore. You're not a human being anymore when you become addicted to cocaine. And this filthy beast was selling poison to his own people, to his own community. Three times he was convicted, 2002, 2004, 2005. Three times he was convicted of this in the state of Texas. And I've just started. In 1998, he was convicted and sentenced to 10 months in prison for theft with a firearm. He used a firearm to rob people. And he got only 10 months in prison. 10 months in prison for armed robbery with a firearm? This is persecuting and giving severe sentences to black men. And warehousing a whole generation of black men. What a farce. In the 1990s, two other convictions for theft and drug dealing. So this is a guy who is a serial drug dealer, robber, someone who uses violence. He's been convicted of assaults. He's been convicted of use, and he uses firearms, he uses guns while robbing people, while burglarizing homes, while selling drugs, while attacking people. He uses guns. Now, this is something that you never hear about, not only on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, the New York Nazi Times, the Washington Nazi Post, and all the other vicious websites and so-called newspapers, the Newswires, AP, UPI, Reuters. You'll never see any of this reported in any of those news outlets. Because it's not news, it's lies and propaganda. They don't report, they're covering up for him. If this was a white guy, you can imagine that you'd be hearing about this. I mean, with the cops, the four cops who were arrested, someone complained that the cop wasn't polite to her. That's a big story. He had complaints on his record that he wasn't polite to someone one time. To a black woman who complained about him. That's a big story. That's all over NBC, CBS, ABC, etc., etc., etc. Not only that, Fox News and the so-called conservative media, the phony right, they won't tell you the truth about this. I haven't seen any of this being reported on Fox News. And if it is, it's buried. The big story is how wonderful he was. What a wonderful person he was. Wonderful person. He had two kids. He abandoned his kids to lead a life of crime. He didn't marry the woman that he had two kids with and then bring up his two kids. Over 80% of black babies are illegitimate, are born into families where the father and mother are not married. The black fathers abandon their own kids. Over 80% of black kids have their own father abandon them. The most confusing day in Harlem is Father's Day. And then the claim, well, he had problems, but he turned his life around. He turned his life around. He turned his life around. Is that why, after this long rap sheet of endless convictions for attacking innocent people with guns and selling poison to his own brothers and sisters in his own community and getting such light sentences, a slap on the wrist, for doing such serious crimes, after this unbelievably long history, he's then caught trying to pass off a $20 counterfeit bill? Why do you pass off a $20 counterfeit bill? Because he wanted $20 worth of goods with a counterfeit bill. In other words, he was robbing the person. He was robbing the store. And they're saying, they make it sound like this is some, just, that's all he, okay, 20, if he was trying to turn his life around and become a law-abiding citizen, if that's what he was really trying to do, then why was he pulling another con job to steal? You know how many times he was arrested and convicted of thieving, of lying, of conning people. And here he is doing it again. On the day when his life ended, here he is doing it again. And he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. He probably couldn't breathe because he was very unhealthy, because he probably had from using drugs and all the other garbage, all the other crap that he probably put in his body all these years. And this has become the role model for blacks in America now. A drug dealer who sells poison to his own community, who abandons his own kids, who robs people with guns, who burglarizes houses and assaults a woman all alone in her home with a gun, pushes his way into her door and assaults her and robs her with a gun, steals all of her jewelry and terrorizes her, then runs around assaulting other people over the years with gun and using guns and using firearms to rob people, and constantly selling dope on the street, a dope dealer, a street dealer. He's a street dealer. That's why he gets 8-month sentences, 10-month sentences as a street dealer. Someone who sells drugs is a murderer. He's a murderer. Someone who sells poison to people is a murderer. And we're told that he's such a hero, that he's such a wonderful individual. And he was a victim of this terrible thing. Now, there are cops who are bad cops. There's no question about it. And I don't know, these cops may have been bad. This, by the way, of the four cops who were arrested, at least two of them are not white. They're not white guys. So all the talk about white supremacy and white this and white that, in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, which is an overwhelmingly white state, 50% of the cops that were brought to the scene of this offense weren't white, because they have affirmative action now in hiring police as well. And they charged all the cops, because blacks are the supreme race. They're the ones that you have to cave into and suck up to in American society. And so if you're Asian, or if you're Hispanic, or if you're white, it doesn't matter what you are, if you're not black and you're involved in something that blacks don't like, God help you. I mean, we're allowed to say nasty things about every race. We're allowed to say kike and guinea and mick and spick and all these other nasty terms of all these to all the other ethnic groups, but you're not allowed to say the word nigger. It has to be the N-word. You can't even utter it. They can utter the most filthy. They created the term MF. You know MF? The Schwarzes, the blacks, they started this term MF. White people never even thought of something so disgusting. They started this because that's what they do. So they some of them have sex with their own mothers. Al Sharpton's father had sex with Al Sharpton's sister. And Al Sharpton's sister got pregnant and gave birth to another minister, another black preacher, as a result of the fact that Al Sharpton's father and Al Sharpton's sister had a sexual relationship, and she got pregnant from Al Sharpton's father. This is Al Sharpton, the other great civil rights leader. Did you ever hear the way he speaks?
That's my matter. Get your knee off our back. Get your knee off our neck.
Al Sharpton, who's a warm-up speaker at Louis Farrakhan's rallies. Louis Farrakhan, who praises Hitler and says that all Jews are devils and all whites are devils and the whole white race is a devil race that will be exterminated. And Hitler was a great man, he said. And Al Sharpton is a warm-up speaker at Louis Farrakhan's rallies. He's the big civil rights hero now, another civil rights hero. Al Sharpton, who incited the Crown Heights riots, where innocent Jews were murdered in cold blood just because they were Jewish. By blacks. By black Nazi scum. Black Nazi scum. They murdered Yonke Rosenbaum, and they murdered an elderly Jewish woman as well. She died in her apartment because they were breaking into her apartment. She died of a heart attack because of them. Two innocent Jews were murdered by these beasts, who ran around screaming in Crown Heights for 3 days, kill the Jews, get the Jews. That was okay. That, you didn't have protests, you didn't have nothing, you didn't have protests from any of these so-called civil rights leaders. That was, not only that, the so-called civil rights leaders were the ones that incited the violence against the Jews. How come all these self-hating Jews who participate in all of this never thought that Jewish lives matter when 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust? 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. American Jews did nothing to save them. And these filthy pigs, these self-hating Jewish pigs that don't care about Israel and didn't care about Soviet Jewry and didn't care about the Jews during the Holocaust and don't care about their fellow Jews at all and in fact are traitors to the Jewish people. It's amazing. They never think Jewish lives matter. And by the way, Jewish lives do matter. The lives of people like George Floyd, filthy housing project ghetto scum like George Floyd, illegitimate housing project ghetto scum like him, their lives don't matter. The life of a drug dealing, cocaine dealing, violent burglar and criminal with a rap sheet from here to Honolulu, his life is not important. The only thing he does in his life is destructive to society. But the lies that do matter, that they don't care about Jews, the self-hating Jews. And it's true for self-hating whites too, but this is a Jewish program, so I'm going to pick on my own people over here. You see so many self-hating whites, so many self-hating wiggers going to these demonstrations, kissing black ass. And you know, the blacks at these demonstrations detest them. Detest them. They're so jealous and hateful toward them. You know, because it says, I mean, the founding fathers said all men were created equal. Unfortunately, all IQs are not equal. That's a problem that black people face in this country. They have low IQs and they don't pass tests and they're not successful because they're lazy and they don't study and they have a culture of destructiveness and depravity. And so they're filled with rage and envy and a desire to blame whitey and to blame and even to blame the Jews. You know, they attack kosher restaurants and attack Jewish plate. They attack synagogues and kosher restaurants in LA. They're attacking Jewish places in LA. These to protest what happened to George Floyd. Why are they attacking Jewish places in LA? What a vicious, despicable people. Again, as we mentioned a million times before, and anyone who knows anything about history knows this, without the Jews, they'd have nothing. They wouldn't have a pot to piss in. They'd have nothing without the Jews. It was the Jews that gave them everything. It was the Jews that were the brains behind the entire civil rights movement. It was the Jews that founded the NAACP, the National Association for the Annihilation of Caucasian People. It was self-hating Jews that founded, the same self-hating Jews that did nothing for 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, but to fight for the Schwarzes in the South, they'll give their lives for. Schwerner and Goodman were murdered in Mississippi, registering blacks to vote. Two Jewish kids were murdered in Mississippi fighting for the blacks. Would they give their lives to fight for their fellow Jews? In the 1960s, when Soviet Jews were being persecuted and sent to Siberian concentration camps, did they care about that? No. They're worried about a people, a jealous, evil, vicious people who hate their guts, who detest them. How many ways have they told us already how much they detest us? And Jews still don't get the message, and whites in general still don't get the message. And yes, the way the media lies about George Floyd and covers up his violent, drug-dealing, criminal history, the way the media lies about him, that same media is lying to us about Israel. The Arabs and Muslims that surround Israel are universally committed to Israel's annihilation, to the extermination of Israel and the Jewish people. They want to destroy Israel. No, Saudi Arabia and Egypt are not moderate countries, and there is no real peace with Egypt or Jordan or Saudi Arabia. It's true, they'd like to use Israel against Iran, against their enemies in Iran right now. They have a temporary problem with Iran, or they what they hope will be a temporary problem. But that doesn't change the fact that they hate the Jews. They hate Jews with a passion and have tried to destroy Israel for over 100 years. Now they've tried to destroy the Jews that live in the land of Israel. And if you see what they say about Jews in the Arab and Muslim news media, the universal hatred, the universal desire to literally exterminate the entire Jewish people, the praising of Hitler and the Holocaust and the promise that another Holocaust is going to be perpetrated and that we're going to push the Jews into the sea and finish Hitler's job, this is how they speak about the Jews in the Arab and Muslim media. But you'll never see that in the media. Never see it in the media. Even the so-called conservative media, even the so-called pro-Israel media will never say that. Because they're not pro-Israel, they're not conservative. They're frauds. No one tells the truth today. Who is telling you the truth about George Floyd today? Who is telling you the truth about black Jew hatred today? Anyone other than JTF? I'd like to meet them. Who is telling you the truth today? No one. No one tells the truth today. And so what you see about Israel, the real story about Israel is there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinian people, and there never has been a Palestine or a Palestinian people. And the entire Arab and Muslim world is committed to the destruction of Israel and genocide against the Jewish people. And little Israel, miraculously, outnumbered 100-1, beats them in six-day wars in the most spectacular, breathtaking victories since the days of the Bible. That's the real story of the Middle East. But it's a story you'll never see. From the self-hating Jewish journalists and the self-hating Jews who run the Israeli government and the other vicious reporters in the media who are anti-Semitic and who hate Jews, you'll never see it. That's why JTF is important. Now, I gave you I miscalculated, some of my math was off on a couple of the programs we did in the past when I was speaking to you about how many people we reach with our advertising campaign to our Hebrew videos. And it's important to me that we be accurate and that we give you true facts and information about what we're doing in terms of how we're reaching people. I said that sometimes we have 20 to 30,000 people, Israelis, seeing our videos every week. My math was off. Okay? Our actual figures, usually we get between, I would say, on a really low day, 1,200, 1,300 views per day on our five Hebrew videos that are being advertised and that are reaching Israeli Jews. You can only see them in Israel because we limited the advertising campaign to Israel. We get between 1,200, we get like 1,200, 1,300 views a day on our low days. On our high days, we get as much as 2,500. So we get between 1,200 and 2,500 views a day. Figure maybe 2,000 views a day on average, maybe a little bit less, maybe 1,900, 2,000 views a day. So that comes to maybe 14,000, 13,000, 14,000 views a week. It's not 20,000 to 30,000, which is the figure that I think I gave you last week. So I just wanted to correct that on the record because I want people to know accurately how many people we're reaching. 13,000, 14,000 Jews every week are seeing between 1 and 3 minute commercials, five commercials that we're running in Hebrew, five Hebrew videos. And it's between, the videos are persuasive, but they're very short. And it's it's between 13,000, it's like 13,000, 14,000 people, Israeli Jews a week are seeing it. That certainly is not enough. It's a country of, in a country of 6 million Jews, of course, 13,000 or 14,000 views is a substantial, pretty substantial audience. And when you multiply that times 52 on a yearly basis, it's really substantial. Then you're talking about hundreds of thousands of Israeli Jews seeing our videos, which is true. And we have hundreds of thousands of views on those videos. Those videos have hundreds of thousands of views altogether. But I just wanted you to know the accurate numbers. I want you to have accurate figures and accurate statistics because I want our people to know exactly what we're doing and who we're reaching. And if something, it was not intentional. I didn't intentionally want to exaggerate the number of, my math was off. And so I just want to correct that right now. I just want you to know what we are reaching because I want you to be in on exactly what is going on when JTF conducts its campaigns. To try to wake the people of Israel up. That's what our focus is right now. We're trying to wake Jews in Israel up. That's the most important mission in the world today. Because what the Jews do and what God's people do will decide the destiny of the whole world. Based on what the Jews do, that will literally decide the destiny of all nations and of the world. And so we are trying to reach Jews with our message, and thank God, Baruch Hashem, we are reaching maybe roughly 2,000 people, maybe a little bit less. I don't know, it might be 1,800. I don't want to skew the figures one way or another. So let's say 1,800, 1,900, 2,000 views on average per day. As I said, the lowest figure I've seen for months now has been 1,200, 1,300 views, and the higher end figures, sometimes we get as much as 2,500 views a day. So I would say maybe 1,800, 1,900 views a day is average of Israeli Jews seeing our message. How many Jews are actually changed by our message? How much does a one or two or three minute commercial, how much does that do to actually wake people up? I don't know. I hope and pray that it wakes some people up. I hope and pray that it gets people to think. We have videos on foreign aid and why Israel shouldn't get foreign aid, why Israel should be independent and believe in Hashem, why Israel, and so on, just in how the Likud is a complete fraud and not the real right. We have videos on important subjects that no one else will speak about. And we're reaching the Jews of Israel with that message. Just as these are English language videos. These English language videos that you see on BitChute, this is our English language campaign. And this, of course, is a much smaller campaign. Not that we want it. We don't want it to be smaller. We'd love to have millions of views here. But we have a few hundred views a week here. This is much smaller, of course, than our Hebrew campaign. We got to wake people up, because the day will come when righteousness and justice and truth will prevail. That's what all the Hebrew prophets promise us, because the Jews are going to wake up. They're going to turn around and wake up. Not the self-hating Jews. The self-hating Jews are going to be destroyed, together with all other enemies of the Jewish people. But the average dumb Jews that are sitting back and voting for Likud and believing in Pipi and believing in all this other nonsense, brainwashed Jews, they're going to wake up, they're going to turn around, they're going to say, wow, I wish we had seen this earlier and understood this earlier. That's going to happen. Something is going to happen to wake them up. It may not happen this year, it may not happen in 10 years, I don't know when it's going to happen. But someday that will happen, and when that happens, this final redemption will come to the world. The return of the Jews to the land of Israel is a certain sign that the final redemption is coming. Again, it could take another 100 years. It could take another 200 years. But the return of the Jew, which 100 years, 200 years in terms of Jewish history and in terms of world history, is not a lot of time. But there's no question that we're coming toward that end. With the return of the Jews, the land of Israel, with the fact that the desert is now blooming like a garden, with the miraculous, breathtaking victories of the Jews after being gathered from the four corners of the earth after 2,000 years of exile, winning these miraculous victories, the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, It's coming. It could take another 10 years, it could take another 100 years, it could take another 200 years. I don't know. I'm not a prophet. Ani lo navi ve ani lo ben navi. I'm not a prophet and I'm not the son of a prophet. But I know for sure that the fulfillment of biblical prophecy and Jewish and everything that was said, all of this is playing out, and we know when it's playing out that we're in the end of times. And the end of times, again, could mean another 100, 200 years, or it could be a lot sooner. If Jews wake up faster, it would be a lot sooner. So we've got to pave the road for the day that will come, when Jews will understand the truth, when people will wake up, and when Jews will finally once again fulfill their role as a light unto the nations and a holy nation and a nation of priests. And if you want that day to come, and if you want the truth to be told, and if you want things that no one else is exposing to be exposed before the world, then you're in the right place with JTF. If we work together as a team, we can change history, and we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.